Hello, and welcome to the Pod Sounds Cool podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your podcast and gets into the lifestyle and struggles of podcasters. This is your host, Veronica, and I am the social media branding and content strategist for the Pod Sounds Cool. I usually record these episodes with my sidekick, Studio Steve. He's the producer and a creative director of the Pod Sounds Cool. He's not here today with me. I'm recording this episode solo, and I'm super excited. He doesn't get to tell me what to do and he doesn't get to tell me how I'm supposed to talk into the microphone, so let's see how this goes. Between me and Studio Steve, we can teach you all the skills and all the tools you need to help you create a podcast people will go crazy about. So make sure you check out our YouTube channel and our social media and other resources to start creating your podcast. It's been our mission lately to get Podskies in front of the camera so they can start making videos and post those videos on YouTube so they can leverage the YouTube algorithm to grow their audience and to grow their listenership. It's not easy to get in front of the camera and just naturally start talking and performing and delivering a good performance. It's a little tricky, especially if you're not familiar with cameras or if you're an introvert like me. I've been through the struggle of getting better performing in front of the camera because we post YouTube videos every week. That's the reason why I decided to put this episode together, hopefully to help you gain some confidence in front of the camera so you can start shooting those videos and feel really good about yourself every time you look at you in camera or in the video. Adding a camera to your podcast recording sessions changes things a bit. I can say, like, suddenly you have to perform in front of the camera, which can be frustrating, especially if you don't have experience making videos. Transitioning from recording audio, which you can do like wearing your sweatpants or your pajamas in your studio, to recording audio and video doesn't have to be complicated. After listening to this episode, you will gain the confidence that you need to start podcasting on YouTube. So you decided to incorporate video into your workflow, and you've been planning to record your podcast episodes and videos for your YouTube channel. But every time you hit the record button, you get nervous, you start feeling insecure and stumble upon your words, and something that was supposed to be super fun turns into a train wreck. I get it. I've been there. I get paralyzed even now after I hit that record button. It's like all of a sudden I have all eyes on me and pressure's on. It requires a different set of skills that we're not used to have or that we haven't developed yet. So in this episode, I will cover some important tips that will help you prepare to deliver your best performance. Yes, I say performance because every time you get in front of the microphone, like I'm doing it right now, or in front of the camera, you are performing for an audience. As podcasters, sometimes because we're here in our studio, we tend to forget that we have an audience and that we are delivering for an audience. So yes, we are performing. And the same as getting in front of people in a live event, you're going to be performing in front of the camera, and that video is going to be watched by hundreds or thousands of people. So the sooner we get in the mindset, the easier it will be for us to get into character and to deliver a good performance. Before we get into my tips, let me remind you that you can come and say hi to me on social media, Instagram or Twitter at PodSoundSchool. I try to reply to all my Instagram DMs, so feel free to come say hi. Also, if you're looking for a community of podcast nerds, you can find the community on Facebook by typing Podcasting for Bosses on the search bar, or you can do it by going to podsoundschool.com/community. With that being said, are you guys ready? Let's get to the episode. Okay, tip number one. Feel confident and passionate about your topic. The way we feel about our topic plays a huge role in our performance. If we feel passionate and excited about what we have to say, the more we'll be able to show and transmit that into our videos. Let me give you an example so you can see the difference. Right now you can't see me, but you can hear my voice. And if I'm not very excited about the thing that I'm teaching or the thing that I'm talking about, so that it's just going to show in my voice. Now you can only imagine if you are performing in front of the camera and you're just not lively and you don't show any excitement about your topic. So this is why it's very important to have that excitement and have that confidence in the topic that you're delivering. We want to do this because it's very hard to show excitement when we're podcasting because people can't see us. But when you're making a video, people can see our faces. And if we're not animated, if we're not showing excitement, then it's hard for them to pick up on the way that we're feeling inside. So this is why it's so important to be excited and hype about the information you're about to give and to really show that on your videos. And you want to show that you're not only excited because you're creating a podcast and videos and you're turning into this master at content creation, but also because you're eager to share your knowledge and your information and your experiences with people. When you make the shift from thinking about yourself and that you're making content just for you, and you shift from focusing on your insecurities and what people will think about you and your performance to think about others and the way that you impacting somebody's life and the way that your audience will benefit from the information that you are about to provide. And also when you're making the shift from thinking so much about yourself and you're thinking about others, this passion for your subject will show, and this will make up for a better performance. Now let's move on to number two. Performance. There are so many aspects that go into delivering a good performance that I won't be covering during this podcast episode for the sake of time. I don't want to have you here for a long time. But in my experience, the three aspects that can make a huge difference in your performance is posture, confidence, and mastering the subject. So let's talk about posture. Posture is very important, not only because having a good posture shows confidence, but also because of your breathing. If you are hunched over your desk or if you're laying way back on your chair, this can really affect your breathing, and breathing can affect your tone. And if you can't breathe, this will affect your overall performance. I'm sure you have experienced it too when you are recording your podcast episodes, that posture is just very important for a good deliverance. So this is why it's important on your videos to sit up or stand tall so you can breathe better. This will help you to project your voice into the camera so your viewers can understand you better. Having a good posture also allows you to use your hands when speaking. I use my hands a lot. That is just part of my Latino culture. We use our hands a lot. So if you're standing tall and if you are performing in front of the camera, then you want to be able to use your hands when you're speaking. And that is something that I encourage you to do. We want to look as natural as possible. If moving your hands is something that you do when you're having a conversation, it's okay to move your hands when you're in front of the camera. Our goal when we podcast and make videos is to sound and look natural. So feel free to use your hands if you are like me. So now let's talk about confidence. Confidence comes from feeling good about yourself, the information you're about to give, and the setting you'll be recording in. The more we plan and prepare for these three aspects, the more we'll feel confident. So feeling good about yourself, you can do things like having a good night's sleep, hydrate, wearing something you know you look good in, and doing those things that really can make us feel good about our personal appearance can and will boost our confidence significantly. I do this all the time before I shoot my videos, which is really funny because when you're working from home, that's the only time I put makeup on and I do my hair and I change into something different than jeans or sweatpants. Just having that time for myself to look good and to put makeup on and do my hair, it really helps me with my confidence. Make sure that before you jump into making your videos that you really take some time to do those things that will boost your confidence and will get you into the mindset and energy you want to transmit on your videos. something I do before shooting my videos is to listen to uplifting music. So I have a playlist that I play while I'm getting ready. And that just gets me hype and in the mood for performing in front of the camera. And I can tell you it has Beyoncé in it. So now let's move on to the other aspect of getting that confidence before you start shooting your videos. And that's setting up your recording area. If you do this, and we do this a lot, we set up our recording area a day in advance or the night before we're going to shoot our videos. That helps tremendously. It reduces stress. It kind of helps you to center yourself in the room that you're going to be performing at. You can start feeling comfortable. There's no surprises. You don't have to be running around the house looking for cables or making sure the things are working, or the batteries are not charged, or we're missing something. So if you really take the time to prepare the area that you're going to be recording in, make sure that all the technical is working, that the camera is situated where it's supposed to go, that the background is all neat and perfect for your video. So the next day you just have to stand in front of the camera and do very minimum work as far as the technical. This will help you tremendously, because what it was going to do is just, it's going to free some mental space for you to focus on what's important, and that is your performance. So this is something that we learned by going through a lot of pain and stress unnecessarily, trying to make things work last minute, and I would be sweating, I would not be in the mood, and I would be upset. So if you can minimize the stress by setting up your recording area the day before or the night before, this can help you a lot. So the other aspect that makes a difference in your performance is knowing what you will be talking about really well. Even if you have experience and are well-versed in your topic, it's always a good idea to have a script, to have an outline for your videos. Your YouTube videos should be concise, to the point, and answer specific questions people are looking for on YouTube. There are also ways to craft your video intros for more engagement, audience retention, and channel growth. So having a script or an outline will help you stay on point and make sure that you are hitting all those points that you're supposed to hit on your video to get more engagement and subscribers on your channel. And I really encourage my students and my clients to do this every time they're going to make a video, because even though you may know the subject really well, you're adding something that is going to cause more stress, which is a camera. Now there's not only the microphone, now you have a camera. Having a script gives you that peace of mind that you are not going to go off the rails, that you're going to stay on point, and that your podcast episode and your YouTube video are going to be concise and to the point. Also, something that I do is to read my script out loud. I personally have either a script or an outline for my videos. When I do a script, I read it out loud, because sometimes the way I write is not necessarily the way I speak. I use a lot of fancy words and I use more complex sentence structures. So when I read my script out loud, I replace words so it sounds more conversational and natural. I can guarantee you that practicing your script or outline will make you feel more confident about your performance. I cover performance in more detail in our program, Smart Podcasting, on YouTube. We created this program specifically for podcasters who want to start podcasting on YouTube and leverage the YouTube algorithm to grow their audience and influence. So for more information, go to badsoundschool.com/podcast on YouTube. Now let's move on to tip number three. Practice and fluidity. Like everything else in life, I can tell you, rinse and repeat is how you will get better at making videos. And I'm telling you this from my own experience. You will make a lot of mistakes, and that's okay. It will not feel natural at the beginning, but the more videos you make, the more improvement you will see in your performance. Even though there are other things that you can do to speed up the process, like making little videos for your social media or reply to your DMs with little videos, there's not a shortcut for getting in front of the camera and making as many videos as you can. Be patient with yourself. That is something that I've had to learn for myself. It's funny because I can be patient with other people, but I'm not very patient with myself. So I have to learn to apply that to myself and be okay with not doing it perfectly. And something that helped me a lot is, and I tell this to my clients too, every piece of content that they put out is an opportunity for market research and to polish their skills. And just having this point of view help you to not focus so much on making things perfect, but just to keep putting things out there so you can perfect your final product or your content. Recording your podcast in front of the camera is a new step you will include in your content creation, so be patient with yourself. Remember how it felt the first time you recorded your first episode? Be patient with yourself and always be quick and willing to adapt when things don't go as planned quickly. Gather feedback from your audience and do it all over again, each time applying new ways and new techniques and things that you've learned. And if you need some extra help, the Pod Sound School is here to help you. Please make sure you check our Smart Podcasting on YouTube program and all of the other free resources we offer on our YouTube channel and social media. Okay, Podskies, I hope you found this episode useful. Now let's get in front of the camera and let's start making videos. Until next time, happy casting!
And there you have it, Podski. What did you think of this episode? Slide into our DMs and let us know.
We make this show for you, and we'll love to learn your feedback. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Pod Sound School. Make sure you share a screenshot of this episode and tag us so we can give you some love on the Instas.
Yeah, and if you're interested in our feedback, we do pod audits most Thursdays live in our Facebook community, Podcasting for Bosses. These are 30-minute coaching sessions where we dissect your podcast, your social media, and your content. You'll find the sign-up sheet inside the group, podsoundschool.com/community.
And until next time,
happy casting,
amigos!